deadly derailment.
This is a nightmare and it can't be happening.
Amtrak cars off the tracks in Philadelphia.
It is an absolute disastrous mess.
No sign of missing U.S. chopper.
Hundreds of Nepalese troops on the ground and Marine aircraft searching from above.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell in Philadelphia with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a horrific scene here, the derailment of Amtrak train 188. It was heading from Washington to New York last night when cars suddenly lurched off the tracks.
I saw so many head injuries and, you know, bloody faces, and, you know, people were really injured. They were thrown out of their seats. One girl slammed into, one of the seats.
Six people died and more than 140 of the 238 passengers were injured. Some had to escape the mangled cars by climbing through windows.
I could see the blood on people's faces. They can't move. Their knees were out. So I just tried to do my best and help people get out of that car because it was smoking.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says he's never seen anything like it.
The train's seven cars, including the engine, are in various stages of disarray, turned over upside down on their side.
One of the first people to break the news about the crash on Twitter was former Congressman Patrick Murphy, who was in the third car. He says people were scrambling to get out.
They didn't care about anyone else. They were getting off that train, so stepping over people and stuff. So I pushed out the emergency window. I had to lift myself up because it was kind of in the ceiling, and then lifted people up. About 8 or 9 people got out.
Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is with me here in Philadelphia.
Keep crawling, okay? Where am I crawling to?
From inside Amtrak train 188, hundreds struggled to escape the wreckage. As the train approached a long curve in northeast Philadelphia, witnesses say it started to shake violently. Passengers described the terror inside.
This is a nightmare. I saw so many head injuries and, you know, bloody faces, and, you know, people were really injured. They were thrown out of their seats.
We have people on the track and a couple of cars overturned.
Hundreds of first responders arrived on scene, many using flashlights to search for anyone trapped under the twisted mess of metal debris.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Philadelphia. Hundreds of firefighters, police, and emergency officials are on scene, continuing to comb through the wreckage. The massive emergency response here has brought together firefighters, police, state and city officials, and the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. Streets are closed down, with rescue equipment sprawled on the ground.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan is at Temple University Hospital, where dozens of victims were taken after the crash.
More than 140 victims were transported to at least 5 area hospitals. Teams of doctors and nurses were waiting.
There were some internal injuries where people were bleeding internally, where they were losing their blood pressure. And that was from compression injuries where they were, you know, hit suddenly. And it was usually in the first or second car. The third and fourth car had some significant injuries also.
And many of the people I spoke to said that they just feel extremely grateful that they could even talk about their experience this morning, considering the several people who died and those that are in the hospital right now in critical condition. Nora?
Federal investigators are now on the scene of this deadly crash to figure out what caused it. We spoke this morning with former NTSB chair Deborah Hirschman.
They're going to be looking at the human, the machine, and the environment. And so they're going to be really focused on that operator, what he was doing, the conditions of the cars and the track, and anything unusual that might have been going on right at that point in time.
This disaster has also caused delays on Philadelphia commuter trains this morning. And with Amtrak service now interrupted, New Jersey's commuter rail system is honoring Amtrak tickets. I'm Nora O'Donnell in Philadelphia. Steve?
Well, there's still no word on the fate of a U.S. military helicopter missing in Nepal. The crew on the chopper had been part of earthquake relief efforts. CBS's Cammie McCormick is following developments.
Two Marine aircraft and Nepalese Army helicopters have been searching for the missing Huey, with 6 Marines and 2 Nepalese Army personnel on board. There's been no sign of wreckage. And the U.S. military said this morning the status of the crew is still unknown. Nepalese forces have also continued their search on the ground.
The death toll from yesterday's second major quake in Nepal is at least 65. Here at home, demonstrators in Madison, Wisconsin shouted the name of Tony Robinson, the unarmed biracial man shot and killed in March by a white police officer. Robinson was high that night. and had been involved in a string of violent confrontations. Prosecutor Ismail Ozan said yesterday that officer who was punched by Robinson will not face any charges.
He indicated he was afraid he would be struck again and lose consciousness or hit his head falling backwards, and that his firearm would be taken and used to shoot him and possibly the other person in the apartment.
Activists have called on black people to walk out of work and school today in Madison to protest the decision. Death or life in prison, the options for the Boston Marathon jury in the case of convicted bomber Johar Tsarnaev. CBS's Heather Bosch says jurors will get the case after closing arguments today.
Expect prosecutors to stress that only the death penalty is the right punishment for the crimes Johar Tsarnaev was convicted of, the bombings that killed three and injured 264, and the murder of an MIT officer. The defense will sum up the mitigating circumstances, reasons they say Tsarnaev should get life in prison instead. Expect them to stress Tsarnaev was a relatively young 19-year-old when his radicalized older brother drew him into the bomb plot, and that he told a Roman Catholic nun who visited him in prison that he's sorry. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Boston.
Nissan and Toyota have expanded airbag recalls, adding more than 6 million vehicles. Made by the Japanese supplier Takata, the bags have had an inflator problem that can cause them to deploy with too much force and scatter debris. But this is for a new issue, front airbags on both sides that can rupture or deploy abnormally. The Midwest bird flu outbreak has now spread to Nebraska. State Agriculture Director Greg Ibaugh says 2 million chickens will be killed at a major farm where the disease has been found.
We're establishing a 6.2-mile radius around the farm that we will quarantine all other poultry facilities.
The outbreak has pushed up prices of eggs and turkeys from Midwest farms. The Obama administration insists the absence of Saudi Arabia's king is not a snub, but it's dominated the lead-up to some high-profile talks.
This is Pam Coulter at the White House. The president is welcoming representatives from six Gulf nations for the start of 2 days of talks on regional security and countering the growing influence of Iran. A planned one-on-one meeting with the king of Saudi Arabia was scratched from the agenda when the king opted out of the summit. The delegations will have dinner at the White House tonight and spend Thursday at Camp David.
South Korean intelligence indicates North Korea's Kim Jong-un ordered the execution of his defense chief, and an anti-aircraft gun was used to kill him. The word is he complained about Kim, talked back to him, and fell asleep during a meeting presided over by the dictator. A new report takes a look at the money spent by Congress that often raises eyebrows.
Officially, under House rules, earmarks are banned.
According to the member of Congress, there are no earmarks in any of these bills.
But Citizens Against Government Waste counts more than 100 in the massive spending bill that passed in December. The group's Sean Kennedy helped write the Pig Book, an accounting of some $4.2 billion in pork barrel spending. Everything from tank upgrades the Pentagon brass doesn't want to millions for salmon recovery. Kennedy worries the bacon is back.
This could return to the bad old days where there was $29 billion worth of earmarks and we would have no idea where that money is being spent.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
At the U.S. Naval Academy today in Maryland, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus will unveil new policy changes. They'll ease body fat restrictions and push to recruit more women. That will include proposals expanding maternity leave and child care. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.